Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Excited to welcome to the program Jason McAteer, former Liverpool star. He now is a contributor and analyst. He's played in some games with them in the past couple of years as well as an ambassador, so to speak. Jason, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How's everyone over there?
We're trying to keep well, trying to stay sane and safe and everything else in between, and working from home, which is good and bad. You know, sometimes you get overwhelmed when you're working at home, but it's nice not to have a commute. You joined Liverpool in 1995, I believe it was. It was right after their last title, or before their last title. So, you know, you've known this drought for a while. How much does this mean for Liverpool, this English Premier League championship? Obviously, they won the champions last year, but this EPL championship, how much does this mean to Anfield and the Liverpool?
Well, thanks for reading off them dates. You're telling everyone my age.
Yeah, well, I'm about the same, though.
You're right. You know, we've waited 30 years for this moment. You know, I've been a Liverpool fan since I was a young boy, and as you mentioned there, I was lucky enough to play for the football club for nearly 4.5 years. And, you know, we fell short. My team was a phenomenal team. Robbie Fowler, Steve McMahon, John Barnsley, and David James, Jamie Redknapp. You know, we were a phenomenal team. But unfortunately, you know, for one reason or another, we come so close for 3 or 4 seasons that I was there. And, you know, it's always left me with that regret of never bringing success to a very successful football club. So, yeah, I lived with that for a long, long time. And, you know, when you retire, you become a fan and you go to the games and you watch. And as you've mentioned, I'm an ambassador for the club, and I work for the TV channel as well. So I'm kind of behind the ropes and spurring the team on. So I've seen how difficult it's been over the last, certainly the last 10 years, being close to everybody at the club, and how much we've all wanted it as fans. And at one point, it seemed so far away. But then Jürgen arrived, and we really had a belief that something good was going to happen. And it's taken 4 years, and last night, the dream came true.
Yeah, no, and you talk about Jürgen Klopp when he got there. He had previous success at Dortmund. A couple titles of German titles he won there. And this year, it's unbelievable. They're 23 points clear on the table. So it's nuts how dominant this season was. I mean, I think, what was it, 14 or 15 games they won in a row without losing. And, you know, what was the difference? Like, how can one season be so different from all the others? And I know the squad is full, right? Sadio Mane and Bobby Firmino and really all of them. They're phenomenal. The squad is great. You know, what made the biggest difference this season over all the previous ones?
I mean, you've played elite sport. You know what it's like. It's success is a process. It's not something that comes instantly. And, you know, you've got to work as a collective outfit, and you've got to believe in the manager. You've got to believe in his philosophy. But the biggest thing is trust. You know, if you trust him, and you know, he mightn't be playing in the team, but he makes you part of the squad. And when you come on the pitch, you know, you'll give everything for him. And all the players have done that. And his recruitment has been great. It's been fantastic. The owners as well, FSG, you know, they've been right behind him. And they've been amazing owners since they took over, you know, building new stands of the football club and, you know, expanding the attendance as well, which obviously brings finances into the football club, which then obviously helps Jürgen. But yeah, I mean, we've had some some real disappointments while Jürgen's been the manager. He's got us to some big finals, the Europa League final, the League Cup final, and then two Champions League finals. But last year's Champions League final, as close as we came to winning the Premier League by almost, we lost it by 1 point. We won the Champions League. And I think that installed a confidence amongst the players that they belong. They belong to dine at the top table. They are the real deal. And, you know, if we start the season, this season, really well, which is what we did, then, you know, we'll push Manchester City all the way. And that adversity that we've been through, I think, toughens you as sports people. I think you've got to go through adversity. You've got to find yourself when it's not going well. You've got to roll your sleeves up and you've got to look at yourself and give everything when it's not going well. And Jürgen's got a team full of them kind of players. And it was just a matter of time. You know, he's a fantastic manager and he's got some fantastic players.
Yeah, no, you can definitely see that. You see it from afar, and his attitude and and the way he demonstrates and shows, it's just amazing. Jason McAteer is joining us here, former Liverpool star. He's an ambassador, contributor, and commentator of the squad over at Liverpool. You know, Jason, European soccer is starting to gain some traction here, and you talk about the ownership group of Liverpool. It's also the same group that owns the Boston Red Sox. Do you think that, you know, the success that Liverpool has had and the likability, I mean, it's really the only way you can talk about it, because they're such a likable team. There's no guys that you root against on that squad. You think that's going to help translate into the American market? In some pockets of it, it's huge here, but a lot of American sports fans aren't following. You think this helps?
It will help. You know, the likability factor is massive in a sports company. You know, having American owners and I'm trying to break a really difficult market for soccer in general. It will certainly help. You know, they'll know how to market the football club. Like you say, that they know their way around American sports. And, you know, it is very difficult to break that four sports that you've got that dominate so much with a sport that is quite alien in some parts of America. But, you know, we were on tour there last season. You know, we've got fans, you know, from all different states. We predominantly were in Boston and New York, and thousands came out to support us. We've got lots of fantastic fan clubs right across America that are growing all the time with the club's success. But listen, Liverpool, as an ambassador, you know, I'm privileged to go around the world, you know, into Australia, into Asia, out to America, excuse me, last season. And I get to see that the enormity of this football club. This is a massive, massive organisation, Liverpool. They are phenomenal all around the world from a marketing point of view, and they produce success. And, you know, it's phenomenal to think that we haven't won the Premier League title for 30 years, yet we're one of the biggest football clubs around the world. I mean, that's phenomenal. That just tells you how good the marketing is. You know, we've got a fantastic man in charge of commercial, Billy Hogan, who's part of the FSG group. He does a fantastic job in the commercial department, looking after the partnerships and moving the club in the right direction. And obviously they see, you know, potential market outlets in America that could come on board, and I'm sure they're speaking to them all the time. So winning the Premier League title and being European champions certainly helps if you're trying to break an American market.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question and I only ask you this question. So my brother, I have a twin brother, as you may or may not know, he played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers are owned by the Glazers, and the Glazers own Manchester United, as we know, on both sides of the pond, so to speak. And he got me into European soccer by saying, you guys got to pick a team. He said, pick a team, any team, and that's going to be your team, and you'll follow them and you'll end up liking the sport. And so initially I picked Man City, and he was like, no, any team but Man City. you can pick Chelsea, you can pick whatever, Crystal Palace if you want, but don't pick Man City. I ultimately chose Liverpool, so I've been a Liverpool fan for the last few years. But why is there so much animosity towards Man City? And I bring up Man City because Man City had to lose yesterday in order for Liverpool to clinch. Liverpool didn't clinch on the pitch. They clinched by Man City losing to Chelsea yesterday. But why is there such ire towards Man City?
Well, first of all, I would say there's more rivalry with Manchester United, which is the other team in Manchester, you know, but I think the thing comes, and you know sport better than anyone, you know, when you've got a team that is dominating a certain league, then people don't like that. They want them to fail. They don't want them to do well. I think Manchester City, obviously, with all their millions that have been ploughed in from their Middle Eastern owners, you know, certainly it leaves us a little bit jealous, I think, at times. You know, the fact that they can open the checkbook up and they can go and buy the best player in the world if they want to. They entice Pep Guardiola, arguably one of the best managers in the world. You know, they've expanded with their training ground and their ground, and, you know, they've dominated English football for the last, you know, two or three seasons. So there's a jealous aspect to that. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think that the football that they play and the product they have, Manchester City, is fantastic. And I actually like Manchester City. Now, if you want me to talk about Manchester United and the rivalry out there, I could speak about that all night, my friend.
Yeah, I get into debates, and I half don't know what I'm talking about with my brother about Manchester United. Let me ask you about
a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you a good-looking brother?
Of course I am. We're identical twins, but I'm better looking, if that makes any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all, but it does. Let me ask you about a Chelsea player, Christian Pulisic, who is American. He scored the first goal against Man City yesterday. You know, he was in Germany. I think he was at Dortmund as well. I mentioned Dortmund earlier, but I think he was at Dortmund. Now he's back in Chelsea. He's in the EPL at Chelsea. He seems like our best effort in European soccer. How good can he be?
Well, he's at a fantastic football club, and, you know, they've got a young manager in Frank Lampard who's just taken over Chelsea at the beginning of the season. Frank is relatively inexperienced, but he's a Chelsea legend. But what Frank has, and also Chelsea had a transfer embargo as well, where they couldn't sign any players. So in that respect, it helped Frank to play all the younger players. So kind of Chelsea had taken a step backwards and invested in youth. So they have a very young squad, nice little mix of experience in there. And Pulisic has obviously come in. It took him a little bit of time to find his feet, because the Premier League, as you know, is the most demanding league in the world. You know, all the best players are there. They play a lot of football and are under a lot of pressure. And it takes time to settle. But Pulisic has had to bide his time, and he's grown a little bit. He's put a bit of weight on. He's been brought in and out the team. And now he's finding regular football. And, you know, he's got young players around him that he can bounce off, he can talk to, who he can relate to, who he can befriend. And, you know, I think having a manager like Frank Lampard, whose door will be always open if he wants to go there and chat to someone, I think will bring the best out of him and bring him on even more. Germany was a good start for him. It was a good level playing field for him to learn. And now he's obviously got his opportunity at Chelsea. And I think he'll be a fantastic success. I think Chelsea will be strong rivals for Liverpool in about 18 months' time. I think they're signing some good young players.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see. Well, I'll tell you one player I played with because I left Liverpool and I ended up signing for Sunderland. I played with Claudio Reyna.
Oh, Claudio, UVA guy. He went to University of Virginia. That's my alma mater. Of course I know Claudio.
And his son is at Borussia Dortmund, which is where Pulisic was signed from.
Gotcha.
So, it's a small world.
I like that. There's lots of interconnectivity here.
Yeah.
Jason, I appreciate you. Jason McAteer, former Liverpool star. He is a commentator and ambassador for Liverpool. You and all of your comrades will never walk alone, man. Congratulations to Liverpool on the EPL championship, and good luck going forward. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.